This is Ozarks at Large. The Ozark Mountain Music Festival returns to the Basin Park Hotel in Eureka Springs next week. The four-day festival features performances by a dozen bands, including The Damn Neighbors. Late last year, John Henry, Brennan Johnson, and Jennifer Parker came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to speak with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about their music and play a couple of original songs, including this one.
Hello, we're The Damn Neighbors. This one's called Danger in My Moonshine. One, two, three.
The grass-fed boys had just played their set. We were spinning tales about life and death, passing round a jar of that white hot light. Never forget what Cameron said. He said, I like a little danger in my moonshine. I like a little reckless abandon in my life. And I would like to wager we'll be howling all night. And I like a little danger. Like a little danger in my moonshine. I need a little reckless abandon in my life. And I would like to wager we'll be howling all night. And I like a little danger
in my moonshine.
Like a little danger in my moonshine. I need a little reckless abandon in my life. And I would like to wager we'll be howling all night. And I like a little danger.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and I am in the Furman Garner Performance Studio with The Damn Neighbors. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yes. First time is this configuration. You guys have been in here separately for other projects. John, tell us a little bit about this new band.
So it's called The Damn Neighbors. Brennan kind of came up with that name. Brennan came up with the name Them Neighbors, I think.
Yeah, it was either going to be The Neighbors or Them Neighbors or something, because he and I are neighbors. And then it was a drunk guy in a bar or something, or I don't know.
Yeah, it was exactly that.
He was drunk, but
generally is.
He asked us what our brand name was, and we told him that, and he misheard us and said, The Damn Neighbors, hey, that's cool. And I was like, sweet, thanks, stranger.
Yeah, basically. And that
keeping
was it.
That.
Yeah, and that was it. When we named it that. We tried a few other things, but they just weren't as good.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't as good. When we were in that phase of, like, what's our name going to be? You got to choose a catchy name, you know, and it was like, well, that was the name that kept being like, oh, that's good. Like, what? That's awesome. And then we started telling that to people, and they were like, that's awesome. That's a great name. So
it is a great name.
Yeah, so that was it. And but we got together because me and Brendan had been in, we're in the Squashers. That's what we've been in here talking to you, I'm sure, before. Uh-huh. And Brendan plays mandolin. He played drums in that band. But he plays mandolin as well. And we were having trouble really just hammering down a bass. Ryan lived in St. Louis. He was playing bass for us at the time. It was really getting difficult to...
I wasn't able to really, like, you know, practicing with the drums. Most of the time I was just playing on pillows in my apartment. So
oh.
I was kind of getting sick of that.
Yeah. So. But he's getting pretty good at mandolin, so he wanted to
You're
do some strings.
You're now a mandolin player.
Yeah, basically. I don't think
congratulations.
He didn't even have
and
his drums.
I can
drums.
Just, like, grab it and walk in a building, and it's all there, you know? I don't have to take six trips.
That's been the
really
biggest.
Jealous.
That is the biggest difference that I've noticed, like, as far as just travel and unloading, is that it's like all of a sudden we're loaded in.
Mm-hmm.
There's not, like, five more trips to make because there's not, like, you know, five or six piece drums and then a bunch of cymbals and like a huge heavy equipment bag that comes along with that, and that takes up as much room in a vehicle as my rig and his rig.
Oh man,
now probably
wait even, it takes up more than that.
Yeah,
sure.
It was crazy. So
probably
it,
like all of our gear would be just
yeah pretty much it's nuts. So that's been really fun. I mean, just like as a non-musical aspect of it.
Sure. So how did you guys find Jennifer?
I'd seen Jennifer play. We both had with Candy, Lee, and that's specifically who I remember. I think I'd seen you with another group or two.
Yeah, I played with Brick Fields for a while.
I'd seen you with them.
I used to play electric bass mostly.
Uh-huh.
And so I've only more recently in the last few years started playing upright and focusing more on, you know, like the folksy string side of things and Americana and folk and stuff like that. Bluegrass. And so yeah, it's been a fun adventure.
Fair to say the Damn Neighbors are bluegrass?
Yeah,
mostly.
Yeah. I guess the songs that we played today were not particularly bluegrass. Those are kind of more different kinds of folk, and Danger in My Moonshine is a little bit more, I don't know, gypsy folk sort of thing, but
yeah,
a lot
it's
of
like
what
thematically,
we do
thematically though yeah. It's very mountainy. That's
yeah,
kind of
right.
Strange. It's like a different style of music talking, you know,
which we seem to do a lot.
The Ozarks and moonshine.
Yeah. It does seem that we do that a lot, where a lot of what we do is straight bluegrass, but the stuff that's not straight bluegrass is thematic, I guess. It fits. It's not like it's just out of the dark.
Yeah, I feel like most of our originals are less bluegrass, and then we did we did bluegrass covers.
Uh-huh.
So,
and then we have a few originals that are straight bluegrass.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of all across the board, but we do stick in a, I don't know, somewhere someone's gonna make a graph of, like, you know,
you
the
got
point
it.
That
it
we begin and the point
together.
That we end.
Right.
You ain't bluegrass.
I mean, I feel like, well.
Seems like we all bring our own influences from lots of different types of music that we love to, you know, the instruments that we play, so we can kind of do new things with them.
Sure.
In a way.
Yeah, I think so. I'm a huge Doc Watson fan. Mm-hmm. He was a huge influence on me, and so... Some of what he did was pretty bluegrassy, but some of what he did was super on the, like, really softer folk end, and then some of it was in, he was just kind of all over the board. He did some, like, jazzy, almost jazzy stuff, not quite jazz, but, you know, New Orleans blues, I guess, is kind of, so he was just everywhere, and that was a huge influence on me, so I think a lot of that, my songwriting ends up going across those types of things. It's still string music, it's still very definitively in a string genre, but not necessarily bluegrass.
Because
Bill Monroe would shoot us all if he was right now in this studio.
Well, I like what you said about mountainy. I feel like that should be a genre, because if you say mountain music, I know what you mean.
It is, especially in this area.
Uh-huh.
And up in Missouri, it seems like in the Ozark region, it's a really wide kind of thing. I mean, Because music is so organic and mm-hmm. alive, and it evolves and does different things. And, you know, just like the way it's developed in this region is particularly interesting mm-hmm. to me.
As you've been writing songs for this new band, have you collected enough for an album yet? I know that's always kind of the
yes.
first.
Yes, yeah, we have enough for we'll at probably, least one. We probably, we'll
probably
have to
have a few of them.
Oh, goody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know, Jennifer?
I guess I didn't. I do not write the songs. Uh-huh. These two write the songs, and
yeah,
I think they're really particularly good songwriters. And
isn't it nice to be able to just jump in and play?
Yeah, it sure is.
And she really helps sing with the, them. Up our harmony game by like tenfold.
Oh, thank you.
That's a huge thing that Jennifer helps with. And because, you know, writing a song, sometimes I'll have an idea for the melody and a rough idea for how the whole thing goes. But it's tough to know, to really hear what could happen with it until you get together with people and start to mm-hmm. go through it together and just hear what they can put on it. I like to just, I think a lot of people end up with this very specific thing. And in my head, if I have something real specific, I'll try to achieve that. But I think that generally, I want to hear input. I'm huge input oriented. Like, I want to hear what other people have to give to a song. So it's because, like Jennifer was saying about how we all have different influence, we all have different influences, and those won't be allowed to come through if someone has maybe too specific of an idea and directs it too specifically. I think if you let other people do their thing, then you end up with this like really more organic and interesting product. Then, you know, you end up with something that came more from the actual group than something that's, here's exactly how this goes.
Yeah, how you heard it in your head.
Yeah, and sometimes the way I heard it in my head is not the way that it sounds really the best way. You know, that's just not, I don't think anyone could ever say that, and if they did, they'd be lying. And so having that input
except
is important.
Except for Mozart, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Probably not even him. He probably had some
that
songs.
That's what he was known for, I think.
Oh, he's just perfect every time?
Yeah, well, he heard the entire finished piece of music in his head.
Gotcha.
And then he just wrote it out feverishly on the page.
Probably literally feverishly.
Yeah.
So for now, live shows?
Yeah, we've been playing a lot of live shows. What we're really excited to do coming up is in January, one of my favorite things in the winter to do, and it's probably because it's halfway through the winter and everyone's ready, got cabin fever, is Ozark Mountain Music Festival. The festival takes place January 16 through 19, and we play that Saturday afternoon mm-hmm. there during the festival. And there's a lot of great bands playing that. I think Arkansas is headlining, so that's
yes,
really that's exciting.
Awesome.
Love those guys. And yeah, so we'll be out there, and I'm really excited for that. That's what I'm mucho excited for, just because I get to be there all weekend, and that's a really fun festival. So.
What's so fun about that festival? That's one around here that I'm ashamed to say I've not made it to.
There's ghosts. And
there's ghosts.
And there, yeah, it's Eureka Springs, so there's ghosts.
I'm waiting
everywhere.
To see a ghost. Hopefully this year.
I'm a skeptic, man. I think if I'm this way, I want to see one of these ghosts that they're always talking about in Eureka Springs, but...
I've always wanted to see the ghost.
I want to see one of these ghosts because I won't believe it until I see it. I'm so much a skeptic, though, that I think that maybe I have. And I was just like, no, that was just the wind and the lighting. You know, there's no way that was a ghost.
That festival's cool, though, because it kind of feels like a big sleepover. Like, everybody's in the hotel, you know, for the most part. So it's kind of just kind of like a big sleepover with a bunch of goofballs.
Yeah, that is exactly what it is. It is. I don't think I could say it any better than that.
Thank you guys so much for coming in, and I hope your 2020 gets off to a good start.
Thank you, Antoine.
Thanks so much for having us.
That was John Henry, Brennan Johnson, and Jennifer Parker, who together are the Damn Neighbors. They recently spoke with and performed for Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. The trio will perform at 4 p.m. January 18th at the Basin Park Hotel as part of the Ozark Mountain Music Festival. Tickets and a full lineup can be found at ozarkmountainmusicfestival.com. Visit thedamneighbors.com for more information about the trio who played one more original song for us during their recent trip to our studio.
Hey, this is Brennan Johnson from the Damn Neighbors, and this song is called Writing Pen. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
with his writing pen as he wanders right off the page, and he thinks about nothing much at all other than why he's got nothing to say. And then tears flow down his lonely face, reflecting on a life he once tried, and getting high is about all he can do. Just sits watching smoke live out in the air. Just sits as it all levels out in the air. And a gift bought for the wrong reason, it'll sing a guilty song. And the lines built in that crystal wind chime, sturdy and they say it all. Oh, there's a heart-shaped lie, can't comfort me. Can't wake up in the morning and think it means I'm alive. Not just accept that my pen wandered right off the page, now right on in a sad alone, wearing only a stare, just listening to some old country song. Now I thought about nothing much at all other than why I had nothing to say. Sometimes pain I'll accept that my pen wandered right off the page, now right on whatever it takes. Yeah, I'll accept that my pen wandered right off the page, now right on whatever it takes.
The Damn Neighbors in the Furman Garner Performance Studio late last year, talking with and playing for Antoinette Grajeda. They will be at the Ozark Mountain Music Festival in Eureka Springs next week. This is Ozarks at Large.